to talk about the upcoming show on Halloween, the 31st of October at The Crown. We have Isaac and Joey from Shotgun Wedding. Kia ora, guys.
Yo.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right.
Yeah?
Can't complain. No one listens.
Okay, so talk to us about Halloween at The Crown. This is your guys' second time doing this gig. What's the vibe?
Well, sometimes you just get sick of playing your own songs, so you dress up as someone else to play their songs.
Who are you guys dressing up as?
You'll have to come and find out, man.
Oh, my God. Secrets.
We were kissed last year.
Ooh, how did that go?
Oh, for a Thursday, pretty good turnout. School night.
And you're playing with the Pink Opaque, Drudge, and the Brown Streaks.
Yep.
Have you guys played with them before, or is this the first time?
Nah, first time getting this group together, for sure, yeah.
Well, yeah, Brown Streaks, little debut number on Friday. I think the Pink Opaque, this is their second show. Drudge has only got a few under their belt as well, so it's all kind of, you know, new and up and coming and a bit of fun.
Nice. And you guys obviously aren't all of Shotgun Wedding. Do you want to talk about who makes up Shotgun Wedding and the type of music you guys play?
Yeah, so we've got Isaac over here is on vocals, playing guitar. Myself, I'm playing the saxophone, and then Billy plays the drums, and Scott on bass.
Probably up climbing trees somewhere.
Yeah.
At this moment.
And the type, how would you guys describe Shotgun Wedding's music?
It's just a bit of fucking dirty rock and roll, eh?
Yeah? Classic dirty rock and roll?
Yeah. I mean, if I was more talented, we'd be a bluegrass band, but, you know, here we are.
And what are your inspirations? What are your guys, as a whole band, what would you say your influences are, and then as individual musicians?
I think as the whole band, it kind of like, it's a bit more like the sum of its parts. We all kind of bring something a bit differently. Like, yeah, I'm real into like 60s pop music and like garage rock and stuff. And then, you know, Joey's got his own thing going on.
Yeah, I like, this is my first time playing saxophone in this kind of like setup. So I was kind of new to it and had to, you know, come off listening to like Coltrane and Bird and start listening to, I was listening to a lot of like Vagra Boys and Morphine and like the Sonics and stuff to try to hear what a saxophone sounds like in a sort of rock and roll piece, but yeah, getting used to it now.
Sonics, Stooges, Mummies, The Scientists, just, yeah, it's greasy.
It is. I've obviously seen you guys play live a few times. The saxophone adds a lot, I think. What's it called? I think I actually did a four-word review for your last gig that was for Radio 1, and I believe it was like Sweaty Punks Everywhere, something like that. Sweaty Punks Everywhere Jumping, perhaps?
Sounds about right.
But that is you guys, Crown regulars.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, I mean, you know, when there's two venues to play, you play either of them as much as you can. But, you know, love Jonesy, love the Crown. It's an institution, mate.
And what's the deal? There's a bit of there's a little discount situation happening at your gig. What's the vibe there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's Halloween. Get amongst. Don't be a square. Wear a costume. Save $5. That's like half a bit, you know?
Yeah, that is true. I can't. I've already asked you if you're going to dress up. Is it you're not going to tell me?
No.
And what else, other than this gig, what else is coming up for Shotgun Wedding?
We're working on some music at the moment. Kind of halfway there, you know? Getting into a studio when you're employed as a drag. But yeah, hopefully, much like Jesus, it'll be out by Christmas.
Yes, that's what we want. That's what we want. And are you thinking EP, album? What's the...
Yeah, it's about 5 tracks at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just want to slam out an EP, just get a feel for it. And then like we've got a bunch of songs that all kind of... Some of them sound quite different to each other and probably want to do a longer project at some point, but just want to get what the gist of our sound is out in a short EP, just to let everyone know what's going on.
Always evolving, yo. Our first songs don't sound like our last songs, but they're all good.
Yeah they are. What is your guys' songwriting process like? I know you two live together. Don't ask how I know that.
Whoa.
Information.
You just tell these people that.
What's it called? Is it how does the process go? Obviously, Isaac, with you singing and playing guitar, do you sort of take charge there with writing the songs?
Yeah, I mean, it usually kind of starts with like a riff, and I have an idea for it in my head, but I can't really vocalize it. But that's the good thing about playing with people a bit more talented than myself, is they'll play something that's not necessarily in my head, and it'll kind of come together in quite a cool way, and quite a different way than what I expected, and it always kind of ends up being sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's, well, I kind of just I'm replacing like lead guitar, playing saxophone. I think it always starts with Isaac, and then we just kind of add on to it and then talk about what spaces need to be filled and not. We are all the best at our own instrument by a long mile, so it's like kind of hard to like give tips, especially when I'm like, I don't know, talking to Billy who's playing the drums, and I'm like, you know, just hit this thing, hit it harder. Hit it less hard, hit it more, and he that makes sense to him, and that's kind of enough.
Yeah.
My advice is usually hit it harder, hit it more, but not all the time.
Yeah.
Because, Joey, you've got a bit more sort of classical training than the other people in your band. How does that sort of affect when you're making songs or when you guys are practicing together?
I think as long as, like, we both understand we like the core of the songs, it doesn't really matter how far I go onto it. Me and Scott kind of talk about harmony a little bit here and there, but it doesn't really get too complicated. Don't want to, like, overcomplicate it. Nobody wants to just hear me ripping away doing solos on the side the whole time. Like,
Scott went to jazz school, and he's very good at dumbing it down for us.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, well, I wouldn't mind hearing a bit more jazziness in the shotgun wedding stuff. Or about if Isaac took a step back or something.
If it's in 4-4, I can probably figure it out.
There was one of our newer songs. At the end, we just returned to the main riff, and we were running out of things to do, and I was like, well, I guess I'll just go crazy at the end here. So there's not really a direction at the end of the song. I just keep playing, which is, you know, got to do it every now and then. But
go crazy at the start, go crazy at the end, go crazy in the middle.
Okay, well, that's almost all our time for you guys, but would you like to just give a final shout out to the gig and give people the rundown of what's going to happen? If you can't remember the details, I can do it.
Yeah, Friday the 31st, the Crown, $15. If you're not in a costume, $10 if you are. First band, probably 8:30, cash only. Fucking have a couple beers.
Yeah, come along. All the bands are something a little bit different. It's a bit of rock and roll, a bit of post-punk, a bit of screamo. It'll be something for everyone. Come along.
Variety show, mate.
Hey, I'll be there. You guys should all be there. Thank you, Isaac. Thank you, Joey.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, that is A-okay. I was so happy to have you there. For our next tune.
That was a Radio 191 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.